Welcome to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. At Fairfield Christian Academy, we equip preschool through 12th grade students with a biblical worldview to impact our community as passionate ambassadors for Christ. Over 400 students from 7 surrounding counties and 70 different area churches make up our FCA family. FCA is conveniently located in Lancaster and proud to partner with parents to pursue excellence and build character.
Thank you for joining us on FCA Connect. I'm Abby Miller, along with Brianna Smith, and we're seniors here at FCA. Our special guests today are part of the Final Four volleyball team at FCA. In the studio with us is senior Kaylin DeWeese, senior Hannah Brown, senior Emily Johnson, and sophomore Liv Kohler.
Welcome, Late Nights.
So give us a little background on each of you. How long have you guys attended FCA?
I have attended FCA since third grade, and I've been playing volleyball for FCA since third grade.
Liv?
I've been here since kindergarten. I've played since, like, fifth grade.
Yeah. Been here since 12th grade.
First year
playing for Fairfield.
Where'd you go previously?
I went to Liberty Christian Academy.
How do you feel about the switch? Are you glad you came to FCA?
I'm very glad I came to FCA.
Awesome. We're glad that you're here, too. Emily, how long have you been at FCA?
I've been at FCA since kindergarten, and I've played since, I think, fifth grade.
So you guys have been playing for a long time. So do you ever get tired of it?
No.
Really?
Is it your favorite sports?
Yes.
Yeah.
What other sports do you play, if any?
Okay, well, I play softball and basketball with volleyball. So.
I ride equestrian.
Ooh.
Seriously? I did not know that.
Yeah, I ride for an IEA team.
So. That's awesome. Liv, do you play any other sports?
No, I just play volleyball all year round.
Me neither.
What positions do you guys play?
I'm a left-sided hitter and a setter.
I am a middle.
I'm a middle.
And I play back row because I'm short.
Is there any role that's like the main role in on the volleyball team?
No, everyone has their own part they have to play, so.
Gotcha.
Okay, so this is like a huge week for volleyball. What have you been doing mentally to prepare for the Final Four?
Well, for me, I know I've just been focused on the game and not trying to think of anything else. I can't focus in class. My whole focus is just on that one game Thursday.
Yeah, me too.
Hannah?
I think they're just trying not to, like, overstress the game and treat it like any other game because, like, when we go out and play our game, that's kind of when we play best.
I definitely try to keep Kaylin focused because she freaks out on me a lot.
Stresses over everything.
Yeah. Is this kind of like your mentality for every game and along with like the past regional finals and stuff?
Yeah. Pretty much.
So how was your actual season? Before tournament. Yeah,
oh, okay. I mean, it was really good. We won the league champions, and we only lost about 3 games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3.
Oh, that's awesome. How does that compare to past seasons, like, since you've played all of high school?
Well, since I've been playing high school, we've been league champs every year, and we've only had up to, I think the most losses I've had in a season is 5, so we've
awesome.
Been pretty good.
Awesome, that's great. I know people said that the team might not be as good since the seniors left, so you guys definitely have stepped up and proved them wrong. So what has been the key to your success this year? Teamwork and tenacity are obvious from the stands, but other than that, what would you say?
Our key success has been to have fun. That's really it. When we're out there being energized and having fun, it just makes the game a lot easier to play.
I agree. I think even when I'm playing sports, like, I would try to have fun, even if we're losing or anything in general, because it goes by too fast.
So this is a personal question. I've noticed that you guys work really well on the court together. So how's your bonding, like your team bonding?
I think sometimes we get at each other's throats a little bit. But other than that, I think since we played so long together, we all really gel and try to support each other. Even if somebody else screws up, somebody steps up and has a better game.
I think that we are so well bonded that we know what each other are going to do out on the court. So we know exactly how each other think in the back row and front row.
Okay, so would you say that's something that sets you apart from the other teams?
Yes, definitely.
Anything else?
So they don't really, like, blame each other because I get to see a lot of, like, how they play. It's like if someone messes up, they never really, like, hold it against them. They kind of brush it off and, like, keep playing. So I'd say a lot of teams I've seen, like, scream at each other when they get it wrong. But our team normally just, like, laughs and moves on to something else. So I think that really helps with our, like, energy and drive.
Okay. That's awesome that you guys are able to get over, like, adversity and work together to keep heading for the goal. What's your practices like?
Well, they're fun, definitely. We get food every day from coach because we watch film every day. And when we go out, we just work on drills and have fun. It's not really a serious practice most of the time.
Until she says conditioning, and we're like, really? But then it never actually happens. It's
my favorite drill. All right, so individually, what's your favorite part about volleyball?
Well, my favorite part is the team. I think that volleyball season is just the team's really well, and it's just a fun time.
Liv, what's your favorite part?
Bonding with everyone, because, like, I know it's different with, like, different, like, age groups. So when we all get together, it's just
fun.
Yeah, and it makes, like, the rest of the year even more fun.
I'd definitely say bonding, because they're kind of people you got stuck with for the whole year. So you kind of start to grow relationships with them, and they're the kind of the people that you feel most comfortable with.
Yeah, my favorite part, I'd say, is the game atmosphere. Kind of like at the regional finals game, like, the atmosphere was electric, and that was really cool when you see how many people actually like come out to support you and how we all come together with that energy, because we feed off of that a lot.
Mm-hmm. I like when they offend refs. That's my favorite part.
You said that your practices are lots of fun. Do you guys like go on team meals outside of school?
Yeah, we do. We try to, at least, but it's mostly on, like, Saturday game days. We get up in the morning and go have a team breakfast, or after school we'll go have team dinner out of Panera.
Tradition.
It's a tradition. How long have you guys been doing that?
Ever since our team meals, like, after school that a parent would make has stopped, which is around tournament time.
Gotcha.
A month.
So you guys are all on varsity, and Liv's obviously new to the varsity team, sophomore. Are you guys accepting of, like, the freshmen that come up? Are you close with the JV team?
I would say we try to be accepting, but sometimes it's hard because, I mean, you don't know them as well as you know your other teammates, and since you don't play with them out on the court, it's hard to really connect with the JV.
Right, I understand. Is it common for a freshman to make varsity?
No, not really. I mean, it's happened a few times. I made varsity as a freshman. I know Ruthie made varsity as a freshman, same with Celeste and Blair. So with certain people, I mean, it's common, but
right. Not
most freshmen make it.
Well, what's your best memory of this season?
Probably right now, going to the Final Four. I mean, it's unreal.
It's awesome to end your season on, like, such a great
position.
Yeah, such a great position. Liv? What was your favorite
going memory? To Kings Island over the summer.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that.
Hannah?
Oh, I'd probably say my senior night. That was really nice. I enjoyed, like, coming to Fairfield and feeling like I had a team to be proud of. And even though it was my first year, they accepted it and, like, accepted me. So I really liked senior night. But Final Four is pretty great to be a part of, too.
Uh-huh. Emily?
I'd say going to the Friendship Cup over the summer. We stayed up late, were miserable all day playing. It was really hot.
And the heat.
It was awful. But Kings Island was really fun, and I feel we grew really close as a team.
So do you guys have any summer league, or is there anything that you do over the summer? Because you said you have the Friendship Cup.
Yeah, we go to Fisher Catholic for a summer league. That there's teams like Liberty Union and Fairford Union and Lancaster that come, and it's every Thursday night during the summer.
Gotcha. So you get to play, like, harder teams that are higher level?
Yeah.
How do you guys compare?
We did really well this summer. I mean, especially not having everyone there every Thursday, we beat a lot of teams that we did not think we were going to beat.
That's awesome.
Okay, so what has been a big challenge this year that you had to overcome individually and then as a team?
Well, for me individually, every year it's my height playing in the front row. I've had to really work on my vertical to get up there and jump as high as Olivia and Blair. And, yeah, for a team, I don't know.
Well, for me, it's like I never expected playing middle because I was always so short.
Yeah.
But, like, with, like, different, like, clubs and, like, school, I've never played middle, so that was different. And then
I do you like it?
I do. It's a lot of fun. And
insane.
Like, if we're getting down on ourselves, I think it's hard as a team to keep up our energy because some people just, like, kind of give up and so.
We thrive off of the crowd, so I think that's also something with the team, is that if we don't have a crowd there, our energy is down.
So we definitely need to come support you guys on Thursday.
Yes! Hannah, what was your biggest challenge this season?
Okay, personally, my biggest challenge was, like, coming to a new school because my school kind of was not experienced in the athletic, like, and they didn't really care about them either. So coming here and seeing how, like, amazing everyone was, that was definitely my biggest challenge to come from that, especially as a senior. But I'd say, like, our team-wise, our team challenge would be, like, getting into our heads and kind of starting to doubt ourselves because then we start messing up more instead of when we're confident.
Gotcha, Emily.
I'd say my biggest challenge, and this has been a theme throughout high school, would be my confidence on the court, and Coach loves to remind me of that. But it's cool to look back on my freshman and sophomore year and see how far I've come. But for the team, I would say when we go up against an opponent like Portsmouth Notre Dame and we see big 6'3" girl, we're like, oh my gosh, we are so tiny. Mm-hmm. But then we come together and realize, hey, we can actually beat these giants.
Yeah.
It's
awesome.
Right.
So do you have any funny stories that you can share?
I love my song from, who do we play?
Burn Union.
Burn Union. They have a shorter girl, and I always say, surf to the gremlin. I say, surf to the gremlin. So we made a song about it, and that was really funny.
I would say our, like, funniest moment of the team is just Hannah on the bench, just completely making fun of whoever she wants to.
Yeah, I've gotten in trouble a lot with refs and coach. Always in my worst moments is when coach will see me. Because I always tell Kirsten that I'm like, she's going to see me when I scream at this parent. She always does, so.
I'd say something funny was this past week when Kirsten couldn't make it to the game. And she set her lucky jeans with us that hadn't been washed in, like, a month.
We were passing them
down the bench, rubbing them, and then afterwards we all held on to them. And
they are so gross. They have ice cream stains and everything on them.
But that was funny, and people were like, what are those?
She said they're washed.
I got asked about them on the radio interview I did with Mr. Rao. They were like, what's with the pants?
Well, Kirsten
got to
be here.
Yeah, the pants
are
lucky pants.
Okay, so thank you guys so much for joining Kaylin, Liv, Hannah, and Emily. Okay, so we have to remember to support you guys today at 6 o'clock at Wright State. School gets out early if you don't know, and I guess we'll see you guys there. Good luck.
Thank you.
So to all of our listeners, remember, we are bringing our alumni home for an all-class reunion on Friday, December 22nd. If you know of someone who graduated from FCA, please have them email Mrs. Keener to register, and we will have a free pass for them, along with their family, to get in the basketball game that night as well. Her email is hkeener@fcaignites.us. Thank you for listening today, and thank you, Kaylin, Hannah, Emily, and Liv, for joining us on FCA Connect. Tune in next week for more of what's going on at Fairfield Christian Academy. For FCA Connect, I'm Abby Miller.
And I'm Brianna Smith.
Talk with you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. For more information about FCA, please visit us at fairfieldchristianacademy.com. To schedule a tour and get an up-close look at FCA, including our state-of-the-art facilities, our award-winning teachers, and our exceptional students, please call us at 740-654-2889. Fairfield Christian Academy, where we are pursuing excellence and building character.